الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفرأيتم ما تمنون أأنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've recited before you 8 verses from Suratul Waqi'ah. Suratul Waqi'ah is in the 27th juz of the Quran Kareem. It was a noble habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every night before sleeping, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite Suratul Waqi'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also encouraged the ummah every night before sleeping to recite Suratul Waqi'ah. It is mentioned in the hadith, عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ سورة الواقعة كل ليلة لم تصبه فاقة أبدا. Whosoever recites سورة الواقعة every night, that person will not be affected with poverty and famine. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once sick. He was ill. He was on his dying bed. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the Khalifa, the Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time. He came to visit Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked him a question. Ma tashtaki? What are you complaining of? Generally, when a person is sick, you ask him what part of the body is paining. Your head is paining, your body is paining, which part of the body is paining? So Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ma tashtaki? What are you complaining of? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave a unique answer. He says, zunubi. I am complaining of my sins. I'm complaining of my guna. I'm complaining of my violations of the laws of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala then asked him, Ma tashtahi? What is that you desire? You are not feeling well? Is there any way that we can help and assist you? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala did mention, my only wish and desire at this time is Rahmat Rabbi. The Rahmat and the mercy of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala then asked him, you are not feeling well? Should I call the doctor to attend to you? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala replied, Allahu amrazani at-tabibu amrazani. The tabib, the doctor, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself made me sick. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala then told to him, you are not working, you are not feeling well, you have daughters at home, should I not make arrangements for some wealth from the Baytul Mal to be delivered at your house? Or if something has to happen to you, I'll make some arrangement for the wealth from the Baytul Mal to come to your house. It is upon that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala replied, and he said, that I never fear any poverty for my daughters. Even if I pass away, I know my daughters will never suffer poverty. I have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, man qara'a surat al-waqia kulla laylatin lam tusibhu faqatun abada. Whosoever recites surat al-waqia every night, that person will never be affected with poverty. Alhamdulillah, every night, my daughters recite Suratul Waqia and I never have this fear for them. Respected elders and friends, a general observation of the Ummah today will reveal to us that the general fear of the people on an individual level, on a collective level, on a micro level, on a macro level, is the fear of poverty. It is a fear of the lack of resources. Every individual, he exerts himself day in, day out to accumulate resources. To fulfill his needs, to fulfill the needs of his wife, children and his dependents. And he fears that he must not become a victim of poverty and lack of resources. Every organization goes out to collect resources so that it could function. Every political party goes on a campaign and asks for a bigger budget so that it could survive. This is the greatest fear of each and every person. The fear for poverty and the fear of lack of resources, that is actually the game plan of Dajjal. It is mentioned in the hadith, before Qiyamah, Dajjal will emerge. He will go in a different part of the world and he will claim divinity. He will claim that he is Allah. Those people who do not have faith or they're weak in their faith, they will submit to the claim of Dajjal. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give powers to Dajjal. Dajjal will tell the rain, will tell the sky to rain. Those people then will live a life of comfort, luxury and harmony. Because they submitted to the claim of Dajjal. And those people that rejected the claim of Dajjal, Dajjal will tell the skies to withhold the rains. And those people will live in very harsh, terrible conditions, in very, very difficult times. And it is through this poverty that Dajjal will try to instill in the people corruption of the belief. Most of us, we are so intimately involved in the means that provide for us. We are intimately, closely involved in the means that provide for us that over a period of time, we begin to believe that the means is actually providing for us. When a person goes to a shop in the morning, he still is empty. Over a period of time, he works. But at the end of the day, there's 1,000 rand in the till. And he then begins to believe, because I worked, because I opened the shop, because these customers that came, that is why I was able to have that 1,000 rand in my till. A doctor goes out of the home, he opened his surgery, there's no money in his till. He sees the patient and over the period of time, but at the end of the day, he's got 1,000 rand, he's got 5,000 rand. He begins to believe that because I saw patients, because I've treated the patient, that is why I've got that money. A person of skills, a person that got some kind of service that he could provide. In the beginning of the day, he's got no money. He goes out, he provides his service. When he comes back, at the end of the day, he sees that he's got 2,000 rand or 3,000 rand, whatever the case may be. And he begins to believe Because he's so intimately involved in the means that provide for him, he begins to believe that it is my skill that I've provided for me. Respected elders and friends, it is this wrong philosophy, this wrong ideology, this wrong concept that we begin to believe that our means of providing for us, that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about Qarun in the Quran Kareem. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala provided Qarun with lots and lots of wealth. People told him, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah has provided you wealth. With the wealth that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given you, seek an investment of the Akhirat. So in response to that, Qarun said, what are you talking about Allah providing me wealth? إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيتُهُ مِنْ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. That whatever wealth I've got, it is because of my knowledge, my skill, my profession. I've applied all that and that is how I've accumulated my wealth. This was the downfall of Qarun. Allah gave him wealth. And he started believing that the means have provided for him, whereas Allah provided for him. In Suratul Waqi'ah, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala dispels this thought, wrong notion and wrong philosophy. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells to us, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. In a conjugal relationship between the husband and the wife, after ejaculation takes place, no one has any control of what's going to happen. Whether fertilization is going to take place or not, whether a child will be born or not, nobody has any control over that. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that the husband and wife, they fulfill the passion. But after that, the fertilization process and the creation of the fetus, the child, the life coming into the womb, who has all done all that? أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Did you create the child or did we create the child? You just adopted the means, but the effect in the means was the order of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Again, in Suratul Waqi'ah, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells to us, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ. Do you see when you do farming, the farmer, he simply sows the seed in the ground, and it goes away. What happens after that? The germination process, the stem coming out, the fruits and the vegetables that come out of that. Who has done that? Man got no control over it. Man merely adopted the means. He sowed the seed in the ground. What happens after that? Allah asks a question, which obviously is a rhetorical question. أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Did you make the plant grow or did we make the plant grow? You simply sowed the seed and you went away. Who else did it after that? Third question Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asks us. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Do you see that the water that you drink, water is a means of our survival. Without water, life cannot survive. There's no life without water. Do you see that the water that you drink, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Did you send the water down or did we send the water down? Who sent the water down? And more and above all, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asks the fourth question. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. Do you see that the fire that you burn, through which you cook your food, and in modern times, industry is dependent on electricity, the fire that you burn, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Did you create that wood? Did you create the tree or did we create the tree? Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows us with these four things which the survival of the world is dependent on these four things. That everything happens with the order of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, we are living in this Darul Asbab. In this world which is a world of means. We adopt the means. But the effect in the means is only with the order of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We adopt whatever means we have to adopt. But it is not our means that provide for us. It is Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that put effect in the means with the order of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in our Quran Kareem,
وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ.
There are so many creations of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So many creatures of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They cannot earn their own rizq and sustenance. Allah provides for them, Allah provides for you as well. There is an incident mentioned about Fuzail ibn Iyaz, rahmatullahi alayh. He was once a bandit, a robber, a highway thief. One day when he left home with the intention of robbing people, he happened to cross a river. When he came by the river, he saw something very unique and something very strange. He saw that there was a snake. It had its mouth open and there's something falling directly inside the mouth of the snake. When he looks up, he sees that on the branch of a tree, there is a bird, and the bird is throwing one by one grain directly into the mouth of the snake. Fuzail ibn Iyaz, at that point, he made a comment and he said, "Oh Allah, if you can provide for a harmful creature like a snake, will you then not provide for Fuzail ibn Iyaz?" So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the provider. We merely adopt the means for ourselves. We do not do anything. It is the hukam and the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, it is this point where we adopt means, but the effect of the means come with the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is this point that is the departing point between the Islamic economic system and the capitalist system. In the Islamic economic system, we believe, we are taught, we are trained that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is a raziq. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is a provider. And Allah put effect in the means that we adopt. If we earn anything, we make shukr. If we don't earn anything, we make sabr. We leave it in the hands of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But in the capitalist system, people are trained to believe that it is the system that provides for them. And that is why when they get anything, the ego increases. They have that pride and that arrogance. And if they do not get, then they get into a state of grief and they get a state of depression. Furthermore, in the Islamic economic system, because we believe that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives, we have a concept that everyone for everyone and Allah for all. We help and we assist one another. But in the capitalist system, there's a common saying that everybody for themselves and God for all. And it is because of this concept that everybody for themselves and God for all, there's such a big gap between the rich and the poor in the capitalist system. And this has a recurring bearing on everyone that is living and believing in the capitalist system. You only worry for yourself and you don't worry about the next person. The next person's problem is not your problem. There was once an old man and an old lady, they were living in a farm. Old lady complained to the husband that there are rats that is troubling me here. So the husband said, "Okay, I will get a rat trap and we'll catch that rat." The rat heard about this, that the old lady is behind his life. So it goes to the fowls in the farm and complains to the fowls that, "Can you help and assist me? That old lady is behind my life." So a fowl said, "I sympathize with you. What can I do? But, you know, your problem is your problem. I've got my own life to lead." Completely despondent and despair, the rat now goes to the sheep and tells the sheep, "Is there any way that you can help and assist me? That old lady is after my life." Sheep told him the same thing. "I sympathize with you, but I cannot help you." Then he goes to the cow and tells the cow, "Is there any way that you can help me and assist me? The old lady is after me." So the cow also said the same thing. Now, at night when they slept, the old lady heard a click of the rat trap. She got so happy, she went to release the rat, but to her surprise and amazement, it was a snake. The snake bit that old lady. Old lady got sick. Now, visitors started coming in the house. How to entertain the visitors? The old man now went to a farm, he took some chicken and started cutting it. More and more visitors started coming because the health started deteriorating. The old man had to go to a farm and cut a sheep. And then start entertaining the guests. Old lady passed away, so many people came to a funeral, now they had to slaughter the cow and entertain all the people. What was the problem of the rat turned out to be the problem of the fowl, of the sheep and of the cow. This is exactly what happens in a capitalist system. And this emanates from the wrong belief that it is the system that provides, it is not that Allah provides. Respected elders and friends, in the course of the day, when we earn our income, we tend to believe because of our close association with the sabab, with the means that is providing for us, we tend to believe that the means is actually providing for us, not Allah tabarak wa ta'ala providing. That is why at the end of the day, as a form of remedy, we are encouraged to recite Suratul Waqiyah. So that when we read Suratul Waqiyah and we ponder upon these ayat, we ponder upon these verses, we understand that it is Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that provides. And the means that we have adopted, it is only with the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that Allah put the effect in the means. And this is very, very important that we strengthen our aqidah, we strengthen our belief that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does everything. We just adopt means, Allah put the effect in the means. We make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak give us tawfiq and hidayat, that we strengthen our aqidah, we strengthen our belief, and we understand that whatever means we adopt, we should always reflect that this is just a means, but the order comes from Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, just before Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib passed away, it was the day when he was leaving from here, that's the day I had spoken to him to make salam. I thought he was going to leave the following day. So he then asked me that which Jummah are you free to come and give a talk here? So at that time I was booked for a couple of good Jummahs in different places. So he mentioned that I would like you to come and perform a Jummah ya after I return from Umrah. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has taken him away. That's the decree and the will of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We make dua that this talk inshallah become a means of sawab e jariya, isal e sawab for Hazrat. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala elevate his status, give him jannatul firdaus and jannatul na'im. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.